Hey there, guys. Welcome, Ninjas the Butterflies. Hey.
Hey.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cole.
Watch this.
Or listen.
What was that?
I didn't know I can make that much.
Stop what you're doing. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go like the video and subscribe to your YouTube channel right now. And if you're on Spotify, go start following us on Spotify and give us 5 stars. And if you're on Apple, go give us 5 stars and leave a review and then continue.
Ouch. Just throw a Swedish fish.
Stop. Finish it. Finish the app. Okay, stop.
This is so dangerous doing it right here on this cliff. I could fall and I could die. Okay. Go to sundaycool.com where we do custom shirts and stuff.
Ew! Gross! Ew!
Wait a second.
Get on my leg. There's residue.
How are you in the office and I'm standing in space? I thought before I was on a cliff.
Space.
This is weird. I don't even know what to do. Okay.
Don't be a jerk.
I know.
What's your problem? You're being a jerk today. You're in a bad mood.
I'm not
You're
bad.
Lying.
No.
You were just caught in a lie.
No.
It's
no.
Sick, dude.
No. I dream that love would never die.
She has no idea that was recorded and that's going in the podcast.
Literally the first thing people are going to hear.
Got it.
Got her.
No.
Nailed it. All a part of our plan.
Okay, I'm done. I did it.
Our plan is coming together.
Our plan is rigged.
Man, I love it when a plan comes together.
Yes, sir.
Name the movie.
Saving
Man,
Private
I
Ryan.
Love it when a plan comes together.
Saving Private Ryan.
Passion
you
of the Christ.
You got it right, but I want them to answer too. You got it right. Passion of the Christ.
Dances with Wolves.
Saving Private Ryan.
Really?
Nope. A-Team.
A-Team. A-Team.
I was close.
It was a show first, I guess.
Your wife should just start a daycare.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what she is, you know, a factory of woman. Women, right?
Women.
Yeah.
Factory of woman.
Factory of woman? You mean a mom?
No, she's factory produced woman.
That is her main purpose.
She has no other purpose but being factory of woman.
I love her. She make child.
She make child, but typically woman, not favorite.
But we'll take.
But we'll take because they can produce more and, you know, turn butter and whatnot.
And cook good food.
And cook food, clean.
Scrub floor.
Scrub floor.
Say sorry.
These are the Russian people saying it, not
yeah,
us.
Yeah, this is not what we this say. This is what the Russians say.
This is why they're the enemy. Oh, man. We're already committing treason against Russia.
They're not our enemy.
I mean, yeah, not.
We're in the Lord's army.
Yes, we are.
Don't also shake your hand. Why do you have to grab it like
I thought
that?
We were doing being like a team. Here no. We go. Right. Yeah.
Heck yeah. Salute.
Salute.
We are in the Lord's army.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know.
I take that back.
Listen. I can just grab my words.
Hey, are you still ordering food?
I just was telling Kelsey, it's coming.
Gen Z over there.
I'm always texting. I'm always on social media.
The world's in front of me and I'm missing it.
Everybody want. Hey, we should ask them to pray for Danny's baby because it'll be here by the time that, she'll be here by the time that this podcast airs.
Yes, everyone pray for Danny Rordance's baby.
Everybody knows Danny from some episodes that he's been on here.
Everyone knows Daddy. Danny.
Yeah, by the time this is out, the due date was yesterday.
Yep.
No, wait, sorry, no, this no, was, is 2 weeks. It was a week ago.
So the baby's here.
Hopefully.
Unless she's really late.
She doesn't
late.
Go late. She goes early, she said.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is number 4.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
4 girls.
Cuatro.
Like little women.
Adds up.
Es baby.
Child.
Did I just say 4 as baby?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. How do you say baby in Spanish?
I don't know. I think he's like, bebe.
Hey, bebe.
Bebe.
Hey, bebe.
Or yeah, like a niña. Yeah.
Huh?
Niña.
Oh, niña.
I don't know. I think that's child. I don't know.
I just remember papel. I think it's paper. Papel? No.
Oh, propeller.
Oh, dang it. I learned nothing.
Hey, can you hand me that propeller?
Proper tailor over there.
How
are you feeling, Joshy?
Not bad.
Not bad.
I have pooped a lot today.
And that's a good sign.
Because I'm on antibiotics.
Because you have diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis.
Iridocyclitis.
Iridocyclitis. Diverticulitis.
We talked about it with Corey, right?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, it's like a geriatric disease. And
how do you how's it feel being married to an elderly man?
I know, you have it at 30. Your doctor said, whoops, you shouldn't have that. You're too young.
I love that every single doctor you go to, you're an anomaly.
I know. You know what's even weirder is that his labs are always great.
Yeah.
Like, they take his blood and they're like, you're healthy as a horse, except you have an appendage that is broken.
Except that you look like death.
But with being old,
comes
body, wisdom.
Wisdom. No, wait, and other it. Knowledge.
You know, with being old, wise.
I have purse.
I have purse. You want a song?
Yes.
You better.
You don't have a choice today.
Me, 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 me.
I.
You.
Us.
We.
One, two, three, four.
You're in the crowd, you're showing up. Always watching, it's true. Need a picture of you, it's for blackmail. Secrets all to unveil. Power and fame, riches and lust. Not sure what it means, but it's you who they trust. And they're ready now. In the nights they speak the vow. Cause you know that, baby, we know it's your plan. It's you who pull all of their strings. Illuminati. Wanna be famous, just call and then you'll be. Illuminati. They will always find a way to control our human minds. Please don't sell your soul and give it to the Illuminati. Illuminati. So you know by now it's time to start the show. It's ninjas, ninjas are butterflies. Really glad you're here, we're gonna have a fun. It's ninjas, ninjas are butterflies.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Thanks. What's ironic about it is that she's probably in the Illuminati.
I know. We actually played the song backwards and got those lyrics.
Scary, guys. Yeah. This is really scary.
Yeah, really scary.
Lady. Yeah.
Lady.
Lady Ninja.
We should get Lady Gaga on the pod.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
I think she would love it.
What if we got her on the pod and we sang the...
Shallow.
Shallow.
Yes.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. That was great.
This is his ninjas, all butterflies. We listen to the show.
Gonna be good, be good.
Sounds like gargling.
It does sound like gargling, but everyone be quiet. Because we have a question today. I know we usually don't do this, get so serious about these questions, but today we need to be serious.
I'm so sorry.
Stop. Please stop. I'm glad you're enjoying that first form. I'm glad you're also enjoying that first form. I'm also glad that you're enjoying that first form. Thank you, First Form, for sponsoring this podcast. But everyone just be quiet. Because First Forum wants us to be quiet. That was one of their asks. Everyone just listen to this question. This question is no way related to First Form. But it is sent in by a viewer. Today's question. Sent in by a viewer. Are all Russian people to blame? Why'd you laugh?
It's just funny. The setup to the question.
I don't.
Yeah. Trying to save yourself now.
No.
It's kind of a sensitive topic.
Are all Russian people to blame?
I would say, yeah. Absolutely. Like 110%. Like, I think you look at the world today, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in, but but for sure, when you think about it.
Yeah. Lil, what do you, all Russian people to blame?
All.
No. That's a generalization. There are plenty of innocent people.
Stop!
You do not.
Are you kidding me?
Don't yell at me like that!
Don't you yell at me like that! What you just said.
Everybody breathe.
It's just, it's gotten me, oh my gosh.
It's okay, dude. It's okay.
Lily, we're talking about. Like, an example, Black Friday, all those people that are rushing in and those people that just get trampled by people, I would say, yes, all those people that are rushing
are to blame for those injuries.
And sometimes death.
Absolutely. Obviously. And it just makes no sense because people are always rushing people. And it's just like, this is life. Why? It's too short. Why are we rushing all the time?
Yeah.
And it's like these people that are nagging over your shoulder. And it's the people like Lily.
Yeah. People that.
Lily.
I would say the people that rush things.
Yeah.
All these rushing people.
Yeah.
They're to blame for a lot of the bad things that are happening.
Absolutely, and 110%. And it makes me sad that Lily thinks that all people should be at risk.
Yeah, no. I mean that's what it sounds like. Because it sounds like exactly what you said.
If she wants the Russian, then guess what? There's going to be more injuries. There's going to be more heartache. There's going to be a lot more confusion
and more death potentially.
Not potentially. It's a guarantee.
Guaranteed. Yes. 100%. So I guess you guys heard it here first. Lily does not value the human life, and she just wants everyone to rush and get injured in the process. Welcome to the show!
Is that true?
Did I say ninja? I meant
both.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market, one membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Butterfly, in snow diamond, one of God's
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
Ha! Ninja's not dead!
Court.
Watch it.
Guilty.
You're married to an elderly man for the rest of your life. Congratulations.
Where's my purse?
Grandpa, you have a purse?
Who am I? My grandpa had a purse.
Oh. Is that a train shed?
No, that's the poop, Dad. Grandpa, you pooped on the floor again.
Andrew has put us onto a new show.
Yes. And that's a rare thing for me to be the first to a show or a movie.
Okay, first of all, if we go back in Ninja's history, I think the fans will back us up that I've mentioned Outer Range multiple times. That's the first episode.
Never. You said you
especially
never
when we talked about
episode.
Mel's Hole.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's based on Mel's Hole.
But yeah, binge watching it finally got me to you guys. I'm like, okay, well, I can't miss out. And I only watched the first episode, and I'm only up to like episode 4. You guys finished the first season?
Yeah, we did. Josh didn't sleep. He was scared.
You did. You finished season 2?
Yeah.
Holy moly, the show, dude. I know we're all at different spots. Yeah, golly, bro.
Yeah, so you're, what'd you say, you finished episode 4?
Episode 4. Yeah. So.
You're a slow binger.
I just started. I watched 3 episodes yesterday.
Last night.
Okay.
Not while driving. What? By myself.
Who did that? Not me.
Dude, not me. I just listened to it.
You do need to go back, though, just like the cinematography and a lot of the stuff they're doing.
I got what you said because they shot it like The Shining a little bit. Like, there's this one scene where he's at the dinner table and they're all eating and it's so zoomed into his face and then it zooms out and everyone's like going about their day. But you could see in his mind, He's going crazy, and it's totally like the Jack scene at the, like, you know, just staring at the table at the typewriter. I'm like, oh,
I'm so excited for you to finish the first season.
I can't. I will be. I will finish it this weekend because it is.
Because you know what happens good, is that.
Shut up!
No way!
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, give everyone the premise. Share the premise, Lily.
Mel's Hole. It's about Mel's Hole, kind of.
It's very similar to Mel's Hole. It's a mysterious hole that has opened up in this man named Royal Abbott, his land, and it is
Wyoming. He's full, a big old cowboy,
full of dark secrets.
Yeah,
it's almost like if Yellowstone met this Mel's Hole conspiracy.
Dude, Yellowstone has nothing on Outer Range.
I agree. Wait,
chill out.
Listen, I will always hate Yellowstone. I will.
What are you guys talking about?
I haven't gone past episode like 5, I think, but it's like I can't get over how it's been such this, like, people have just overtaken it. It's like reality TV, I feel like. It's like, this is not that good. It's not that good. Outer Range, the cinematography, the acting, so, like, it's like a movie, dude.
I think I'm going to leave.
Dude, you're telling me these ranchers are getting in fights every episode, fist fights.
They're
outside.
Like ranching gangsters.
I know, but it's just not believable. It's not real. It's so cheesy.
It literally happens every day.
Okay. Like pirates on the road. They're everywhere.
That show is so good.
Wait, so do you like Yellowstone more than Outer Range?
I don't pin them against each other.
They're
different. They're incomparable. They're in different categories.
You say TV shows and it's a bracket and it comes down to Outer Range and Yellowstone. Which Western, one's moving on?
Western TV.
For me, I was pregnant, early pregnant while we were watching Yellowstone. Yuck. So now I associate it with nausea.
Every time someone says pregnant, yuck.
Gross.
I'm sure we've talked about it before, but is there a show that you watch or something that comes on that instantly makes you sick because you associate it with like being sick at one point in your life?
No.
Oh, there's a movie, About Time, which I love About Time, but I watched it when I had that 1 24-hour period where we got both really sick.
Yeah.
I watched it during that time and that was it. And then Severance. I binge watched that whole day. So yeah, so it's almost like it's a nostalgic feeling almost, like just being in bed all day, just watching a show.
Actually, for me, oh, go ahead. You go.
Ted Lasso.
Ooh.
Oh. I started Ted Lasso when I had COVID and like a really gnarly one. And then I continued watching post-surgery. And so the only times I've watched that show where I'm like literally stuck in bed.
See, I think Kelsey would love that show.
Yeah.
I think Kelsey really would because it's just a positive show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to give it a shot.
I just wish that Ted Lasso was a believer. You want him to be a believer.
Yeah.
Mine's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
The show? Like the cartoon, old cartoons?
Yeah.
Not like the anime, like not the cheesy animated ones.
No, when I was a kid, I watched it when I had the stomach bug.
Yeah.
And every time it comes on, I just feel like, oh gosh, I'm going to throw up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have that with the Bee Movie.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Frozen 2, right?
Yeah, well, that's a pregnant one. When I hear any of the music from Frozen 2, I have a visceral reaction because pregnancy.
Is there any... We had a weird scenario. I don't know if I've told this before, but Kelsey binge watched all of Gilmore Girls during her first pregnancy. And so like thank you for being, isn't that the song?
I have no idea.
I think that's the, I think, thank I think you so. For
thank
being,
you for being a Gilmore Girl.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
But it's a very like catchy theme song. It's very well known. But then, she'd listen to it all the time. She was loving it. And then Demi's born and she would come home and there would be times where she was just crying her head off, going red in the face, and then suddenly Kelsey would just put on the show because she was just watching it, and then every theme song, she would stop crying. Demi would stop.
Wow.
And so I wonder if like it literally is like they've, you know, like because they say you put headphones on or something, like they can always hear you.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Do you, who's the guy that Joe Rogan interviewed recently? Howard?
Is he an actor? Or?
Yeah, the guy that is a frequencies and all that stuff.
Oh, Terrence Howard. Yeah.
Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
He was talking about on there, he's like, how early can you remember, what's your earliest memory, Joe? And Joe's like, I don't know, whatever. And he said his earliest memory was literally being in the womb.
Shut up, no.
Yeah, I've heard people say that.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
that's what he said. And he says he remembers being birthed.
Is he demonic?
Well, why would you go to that? Yeah,
where's the jump?
How do you have some kind of like power that you can remember being born?
Maybe he's set apart. Maybe he's special.
That would be strange. I don't know how I'd feel about remembering those type of things.
But remember being born.
I responded in complete disbelief like 5 seconds ago. But you think about like some of these people who have autism and literally can't forget a date. say that they have memories going in their brain.
Yeah.
And he's figured out some stuff, so I'm not calling him autistic, but maybe.
There's just a different wavelength.
He's a genius of some sort.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I listened to like an hour of that podcast. I'm like, I am so lost.
Yeah. What I found when I'm listening to those specific people, like when they're a genius, especially in one area, the wrong personality can come in and then they're a genius on everything. It's like, that's no, you're like, you're really smart when it comes to this. I'd really love to hear your thoughts on this. But then like it go like the net just gets wider and it's like, actually I'm a genius on everything.
Yeah, they
and
have
it's
to
like,
like,
well, that's not
they
true.
Have to like prove that they are smart by like speaking into things that they are not actually genius in.
Yeah.
But they know how to sound smart too, which makes it like I listen to some of his stuff and I'm like keeping up for a second and then it's completely over my head and I'm like, I don't know if he's a crazy idiot or if I'm just stupid.
Yeah. I think he understands something with frequencies.
Really? I have to listen to it because it's got 8 million views in the first month. And it's like, that's pretty crazy for Rogan.
Yeah. I need like a SparkNote version or like a dumbed down version.
Put your AI thing on it. Yeah. And let it just sit next to the podcast and then just break it down. Say, like, give me like the bullet points.
Start a YouTube channel called Joe Rogan for Dummies.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah. Just like wrap it up. Like, okay. Yeah. So for all the dumbos out there that can't, you know, or don't have the time to sit down for a Joe Rogan podcast, here you go. Five minutes or less.
Did he say it hurt?
He says he's like, he was in there and all of a sudden he felt pressure and he was scared. And then he felt all of a sudden comfort because all of a sudden he saw his mom.
Wow.
But he was scared, but then had this overwhelming peace that something was changing.
I don't know.
Our three-year-old can't articulate their emotions.
But it's on memory. But you're talking about memories, though. I mean, once you get to one point, you can articulate. You can maybe, I don't know.
My dad says he remembers being in the crib.
Yeah, I think that's what you've mentioned. Like as a baby. That's crazy to me. That's super wild. I think like I'm super interested in it, but I don't know if it's one spiritually right or two. I'm just scared of it. But the hypnosis, therapy, like where it's like because we have memories. Like there are so many memories that we have no idea that we've locked onto. And it's like it's scary.
Hypnotherapy does freak me out a little bit.
I know.
Sometimes it feels like absolutely necessary to get to like a certain, like maybe something in your mind that literally pushed down so far. But then it's like, but at what cost? Because like, I don't want
to. Well, they say like you can only be hypnotized if you allow yourself to.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever allow myself to.
Yeah, I would be.
I'd like be fighting it. Yeah, you know?
So too.
I wonder what God Question says about hypnotherapy.
It's such a weird concept too. It's like surrender to another person. Like, I'm giving you control of my subconscious, and you're going to unlock everything while I just disassociate, and this is supposed to be for good. I'm not, like, this isn't an assertion.
Or is it almost a guide? Can they manipulate thoughts, or can they just, that's the thing, is like, if they can manipulate thoughts and plant thoughts, or is it simply, like, they're just digging, and they can't find anything not there?
Yeah, well, I think that's the danger. It's like the MK Ultra, right? So it's like these people that would carry out these heinous acts supposedly were hypnotized and so they would either have a trigger word or a trigger visual and then like just completely shut off
black out.
Have you seen the like the football, like when the whole team's together and they bring a, what do you call that person, a hypnotist?
Hippopotamus.
Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah.
When the hippo's in front of the football team and they hypnotize one of the players and literally like he stands up, he doesn't know what's going on. But just the fact that they can like make the person believe a completely different reality separate from the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those things that I thought was legit. It's hard because I've never seen people I know do it.
We talked about how someone, our Bible school, they brought in it.
That's what I was about to talk about. What's so crazy about it is that the school that we went to was so like, what is the term?
Conservative. It's very, very conservative. Yeah.
That we weren't allowed to have like a prom or dances or anything like that because they thought that was sinful.
Church of Christ, no instruments, right?
No instruments, no dancing.
It's like, very conservative. Yeah.
Very conservative. But so we would have banquet instead of prom, which you go and you eat and everybody dresses up pretty, you know, and stuff. And instead of the dance, they brought in a literal hypnotist.
That's crazy to me.
That's why I so believe that this stuff is real, because this guy that went up and did it was called up to go do it involuntarily. It's Mark Mansfield's little brother.
Oh, okay.
Michael. And he was hypnotized.
You doing okay, bud?
He was hypnotized and did the craziest stuff, which you would never have seen him do that in real life.
So it was completely out of character.
So out of character. It had to have been legit, which is freaky. I just read on God Questions. even like hypnotherapy and stuff like that, you're just opening yourself up and you're giving control away. So it talks about like the fruit of the spirit is one of the fruits of the spirit is self-control.
Mm.
And you're giving away that control self-control. By allowing somebody else to take over.
Interesting. That makes sense. But then like, okay, devil's advocate, surgery. You're yeah. literally under the knife and you're unconscious. And what's the difference between that?
I think because it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
You're giving your consciousness.
You're still yeah. awake. Yeah, that makes sense.
Laird Hamilton would say,
don't that's go why I asked questions.
He would say what?
Don't go under anesthesia.
Who says that?
Yeah, well, he's psycho.
The pro surfer, he's like got his own like, he's got all his own companies and he does all this stuff, but he's huge on don't put anything in your body that's not natural. And I think he had complete reconstructive like knee surgery that he stayed totally awake for. Yeah. Like watched them do it. Nothing. Just like.
How do you, straps. As a doctor and a surgeon, how do you like okay that and be like, yeah, you're not going to move? Is he like bolted down?
Yeah, I'm sure they
strap him down, but.
But even just one twitch or something, like. Yeah, it's crazy to me.
But you think about like the psychotic mindset you have to have.
So you tell like, wait, I mean, but so if he needed to get like open heart surgery, you'd just be like, well, don't put me under.
That's the thing.
Hey, well, you'll die if you don't.
That's the thing with all these.
G no, D. Yeah, what would Goggins do, baby?
Yo, yeah. Yeah.
Who's gonna carry the boats?
Now, that's the thing with all these influencers, though. When it hits the fan and it like gets serious, I feel like a lot of the things that people are like charging forward in, they're just going to revert to what everyone else does.
Yeah. Speaking of that.
Okay.
I would do speaking no anesthesia for open heart surgery, by the way.
Go ahead. You wouldn't?
I would. I would do it without anesthesia.
Okay.
Just lend that. Just want to be clear.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Prove it. Sorry.
I believe you.
Speaking of things, doing things without them knowing. Do you hear about all the stuff happening in France?
All the baptisms?
No.
Oh.
Oui, oui. Quite the opposite.
Oh, well, there's a revival happening, but continue.
Yeah, we talked about it on here.
Oh, did you?
We
oh,
did.
With Corey?
No, with you.
Fine.
Anyways.
Okay.
There's really weird stuff happening in France right now. Obviously, we've heard about, like, these giant protests of, like, the farmers and, like, mm-hmm. just it's just not going super well. And then the Olympics are coming to Paris, you know?
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And everyone in Paris is super ticked off about it. And then the president and I believe the mayor of Paris, they're like, is it the what's the river that runs through Paris? It's not the Thames, is it?
No, that's London.
Someone look up the river.
Seine.
The what?
The Seine.
Seine?
The Seine.
I don't, it sounds like you're.
The Seine.
The Seine?
The Seine.
The Seine?
Seine.
How you spell that?
S-E-I-N-E.
The Seine. Dang, Lil. Look at her. Anyways.
It's a memory. I just unlocked it.
It's a super. It's
been
a super.
This whole time.
Disgusting river. Like really polluted and stuff.
Yeah.
And.
What did you say about the river?
President Macron and the mayor, I believe. They're like, it's going to be. We're going to spend like $5 million cleaning the river before the Olympics. It's like, well, that's our tax money. And you've never even considered cleaning the river until the Olympics come.
Mm.
And so everyone, I forget how you say it in French, but there's this hashtag going around that's like, we're going to poop in the Seine River. Because they said before the Olympics, President Macron and the mayor are going to go swim in the river.
Barf.
So because they're like, we're going to get it so clean that we'll show you. We'll swim in the river.
And so everyone's purposely?
And everyone's like, we're going to go poop in the river. And so these protesters, it was like a week or so ago, they literally set up, like got porcelain toilets and set them up all along the river.
Dude.
And someone made an app. So if you don't live in Paris, but you live around Paris, all the rivers that connect, they say, if you poop in this part of the river at this time, it will make its way to this part of the river where they're going to swim at this time.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing.
So that's the funny part of what's going on in France.
We're just not, look at all this poop that's happening in the world right now. North Korea, France. We are not too far from apes.
Yeah.
We just got to put them in our, like, once we're one, like, atom bomb, poop bomb away from, like, just, like, back to, like, Planet of the Apes. That's absolutely right.
So that's the funny protests are happening.
Man, that's funny. But
then there's also scary stuff that's happening.
Uh-oh.
There's been three incidences now, separate, but someone or the government's thinking that it's all connected. So there's the whole Palestinian-Israeli protests that are happening, you know, like all over the world.
Yep.
And someone went throughout Paris and spray painted the Star of David on people's homes that were Jewish, which is like, that's kind of freaky, you know?
Yeah, dude.
And then a week or so went by, and then all over Paris, there was red handprints just everywhere, all over Paris. Like, there's going to be blood that is going to be shed.
And the blood's on their hands.
Yeah.
What they're saying too.
And then when this comes out, so this would have been 3 weeks ago, there was these, I believe it was four coffins that were just randomly placed in Paris. And then they opened it up and it said, these coffins are meant for French soldiers fighting in Ukraine. And it's like, what? And so they're now thinking that Russia is behind a lot of these things to start dividing the country more and more and more. Because if you divide
a
country, it falls, right?
Wow.
And one could argue that's happening all over the world, including the U.S.
Oh, big time, yeah.
You know, so like divide and conquer.
If it's not, I mean, it's like super easy to do. Like, I mean, like that's definitely something that they would want, like to spread misinformation or just get people on. You don't need people on one specific thing, but it's like as long as they're indifferent or kind of going back and forth, it's super.
I know, good for them. Like this, the stigma is like America has always blamed Russia for a lot of things ever since like the Cold War and whatnot.
I mean, this whole podcast is named,
but like, they are sneaky, dude. They're like, I watched a whole documentary. I think I talked about it last week or something about how advanced the KJB is, you know, and like their origins and like misinformation and them adopting propaganda, which the Nazis use and which now the US uses as well. But like they like refine it, you know? And so it's freaky to think of like what's happening right now with potential of like World War III and Russia. And I don't know.
Yeah, like what's the plan? Like, what, you know, every country's got their own plan, and it's just like it ain't going to be interesting because you know they aren't going to all they all want to win.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like, how is this going to play out?
I think people just want to hold on to their control, and then there's the people who want to like wield power and control over it all. But I was just looking back. Remember when we talked about China being in the parade in Mexico?
Yeah,
Russia was there too.
Yeah,
so like with all the stuff going on in Mexico as well,
a lot of people. It's interesting. When we talked about that, a lot of people that are from Mexico were saying like it was actually a pretty normal thing.
Like everyone gets invited. It's a certain people that just don't show up. And it's like, but like US isn't going to show up, you know, standing in unity with Russia and China.
Like my argument to that argument is like, I'm married. If I invited a ton of people over and just one chick or a couple girls, and I was like, I invited everybody, babe, but I, you know, those are the only people who showed up, so we hung out. It's like, she's not gonna be happy with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
if she does get upset, then she's overreacting.
Yeah, probably.
So China and Russia are just a couple chicks,
couple chicks,
yeah,
couple chicks that just want
to
hang out
to the barbecue.
Does that word trigger you?
No,
so we are having the Olympics, is it this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so how does that work with Russia, China, U.S.? Like, because that would be the kind of, in my mind, kind of the same thing.
It's I don't know, because it was the Winter Olympics that we had last, right?
Yeah, it happened to be like
so,
alternate.
The Russia was banned from the Olympics, right? So they had to show up as like a, I forget what they call it. It's like an entity. So it's like they're athletes from Russia, but they can't represent Russia.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's kind of funny though, isn't it? Because like, isn't the purpose of the Olympics for unity around the world? And we're Russia, you can't come.
In fact, they go back and all the circles are all just spread out instead of all intertwined.
Yeah, we did the Olympics in Nazi Germany.
I was about to say,
dude, that's a crazy documentary. I watched one. Like, that's the footage from that is so weird.
Yeah,
so weird.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Granted, that was like before, like I think World War II broke out, but still.
Dude, I saw a photo from Madison Square Garden. There was a Nazi rally in Madison Square Garden, like that, literally, like banners and everything. And I'm like, that's so scary that was that close. And like, there was literally just thousands of people.
It was a political party. Dude, that's what
wild.
It was.
It blows my mind.
In the last couple of years, they did it in Orlando. They were like on the overpass and literally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, those are just those
those
white trash dudes. But like back in the day, it was like distinguished politicians that were representing the Nazi party.
There's a lot of freaking money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kooky.
They're called neutrals. That's the
neutrals,
word.
Neutrals. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
I have a question about the poop in the river.
Yeah.
I just want to understand both sides because I don't really get it. So they're mad that they're putting up a front about the sin. Yeah, but well, aren't they happy that their river's getting cleaned up?
I think it's just like a protest because they're going to spend like, I don't even know, just like $50 million plus dollars on building the Olympics.
Euros.
I'm talking for our money.
Lo. Okay.
But it comes out of the taxpayers' money.
Right.
So like they don't.
Naturally.
Yeah. But it's not like the people of Paris can be like openly or freely go to the Olympics. They have to pay to go to the Olympics.
Dude, I've got the number.
But they get to enjoy the sin every day.
I'd be ticked. The estimated cost of the cleanup efforts in preparation for the Paris Olympics is 1.4 billion euros.
Okay, but we spend billions of euros or dollars on like fish in Portugal or
but
something.
France is like the size of Florida.
Okay, but hold on. Let's talk about it.
Whose side are you on?
I'm trying to understand the sin. The people get to enjoy the sun every day. They're cleaning up their river. Maybe there's something going on, like maybe a lot of Parisians are living in poverty or something. And
it's a repetition of like what the government has not been looking out for the people itself.
I see.
In fact, they've been pretty awful with taxation and banning this, banning that.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, like, hey, we're going to clean the river and it's going to cost this much money. And they're like, what about all this stuff?
But this is
that you've not even addressed.
Well, why aren't we protesting what's going on in our country?
Nah.
Too much. But it's the same thing that happened in California and San Francisco. The only reason the San Francisco streets were being cleaned and everything that is literally just because we had a Chinese leader coming into town. And the only reason they're cleaning up this river and doing all these other renovations is because the Olympics is in town. It's like, you don't care. Yes, it's going to bring in money to your community, but it's like, show that you care before and then we'll trust you when it comes to election time, when it comes to these big events. Like, we can't trust you, and it doesn't seem like you truly care for us.
And I'm curious because when it happened in San Francisco, right, they just relocated a bunch of homeless people too, though. Like, they really, it was like sweeping stuff under
pushing them up, and that's it, pushing them away, ignoring the whole problem. Like, and it's just like, you're just literally just putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. Like, it's crazy.
Speaking of election, the stuff that's happening in Mexico right now. You hear about all this stuff?
No. Oh,
so Mexico just elected the first female president, you know?
And she's Jewish.
She
is. First female and Jewish president.
Yeah.
Which, side note, just a funny side note, and then we'll get into the serious stuff. When she won, she sent out a tweet. It says, she said, "Thank you, Jesus." And everyone was like roasting her. It's like, she's not a part of the Jewish faith at all. Like, do not be put her in the Jewish community whatsoever. And then it literally just took wildfire. And then people realized she was thanking her husband, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Oh no way. Gosh.
It was on the news everywhere. People in the Jewish community were just like shunning her. Like, it was like crazy.
That's pretty funny. I
thought it was hilarious. But yeah, go ahead.
But leading up to the election, and even still now, over 37 politicians have been unalived.
Assassinated.
Oh my gosh, is she like a dictator?
No. It's cartel related.
Oh, I see.
But it's not all presidential candidates. It's like I think there's maybe some that were presidential candidates, but a lot of them are like local community government and senators and congressmen, I guess.
Within
6 months.
37 deaths. Assassinations.
And I talked to my buddy my roommate from California who is Mexican American. He's living in Mexico right now. So I'm like, is this true? And he's like, yeah, it's true. And he's like, actually, one of the people that were assassinated, I knew. And he's like, it's unfortunately, everyone in Mexico is pretty used to it by now. So it's like, no one's really thinking anything of it.
Wow.
But like, it's the cartel from the sounds of it, they're very much controlling of the government in Mexico.
But who is she really good friends with, Josh?
I don't know if she's really good friends with. She's associated.
Takes a lot of pictures with him.
With the CEO and founder of BlackRock.
Shut up. What? Why?
It's so out in the open. Every post about it now is like 100%. All of it is BlackRock related. Every comment, because it's so evident and so in the face. And it's like, it's obviously a lawless area down there right now. It's like, what are they going to do about it?
Yeah.
You couldn't do that in America because, you know, like, you know, think the eyebrows would get raised or whatever would happen.
What's the commonality in the people that are being assassinated? Do they represent a specific political party?
I think maybe just, I mean, potentially, I think it's cracking down the cartel, though. That's.
Oh, it's people that are after the cartel. They're like, we need to rid ourselves of this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There was a mayor that was just unalived by the cartel. And 3 years prior, she had been kidnapped. And she was kidnapped for 3 days, escaped, and then she was just.
That's horrible. Do you think you get like Stockholm syndrome when you're in the cartel? You're like, we're the good guys because we love drugs and killing people.
Like that's what stinks about any of those like gang things is when you actually get to know the people and learn the backstories. It's just like, man, you've been through some stuff.
It's just at that point, it's like it's probably just a dark culture. Like it's just they're just raised in it, and now it's. There's no structure. I mean, I'm very ignorant to the laws and stuff like down there, but I haven't seen people like trying to road trip or something like that on Reddit. They're like, hey, this is my map. And they're going to go through like to South America. They're like, dude, I would do everything you can to avoid Mexico right now.
Yeah.
Because it's like those two surfer guys, right?
Yep. Yeah.
That just went
three
surfer dudes that like in California traveled down to Mexico just to go surfing.
They went to Baja California too, which you don't hear a lot of bad stuff happening in Baja California, which is part of Mexico. You know?
Okay.
And they got.
There's like international races that happen. Everyone in Southern California will chase swells into Baja. It's not a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They found them in a hole.
In a well.
Oh, or, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Said they wanted their truck tires.
Their tires. Yeah. They're stealing their tires. And it was two Australians and an American. And they confronted them. And then they got pow pow.
Tires?
Yeah.
Or organs?
And who knows? No. Like, yeah. It could have been.
Dumped the body, so.
Golly, dude. It's like, that's scary.
Yeah.
That's where the real money's at.
But we were just talking about the Tucker Carlson interview with the El Salvadorian president.
Oh.
And, dude, what he's done for that country is, as far as I know, pretty awesome. It was one of the most dangerous countries in the world, and now it's one of the safest countries in the world. And this guy, it was his inauguration speech. He says that the first thing he's going to do is seek God's wisdom. And it's like, and Tucker's like, whoa. He's like, I've never heard a politician say that. Why would you say that? And he's like, why wouldn't you say that? You know? But he has a big hit list out for gang members, especially the MS-13. And I haven't watched the full interview, but apparently he was talking about how MS-13 is very much a, like, satanic gang. Like, they openly are, like, satanic. And so he's like,
yikes.
And which was cool because it's like, the president who is like seeking God's wisdom, and then like the opposite of that would be evil, right? Yeah. So it's like this.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool to see the good of God triumph over evil.
Yeah, and I was taking a look because I saw a video on he built a prison, like a mega prison that would just like, okay, as soon as we start arresting people, we're gonna have a place to put them. 45 miles long, this mega prison is, and it can hold up to 12,000 accused or convicted gang members. It's holding up to 12,000 right now, and it's a 40,000 person capacity. But within once he started the whole new policy and everything, 72,000 people he's arrested.
Wow,
72,000 gang members. That's crazy.
That many bad people exist.
No,
but maybe they're good.
Not
people.
Not really. Yeah, maybe
good people that are just lost.
Good people doing bad things.
Or there are no good people.
Dude, imagine doing a prison ministry in that prison.
Dude.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That would be so scary.
Should we do a podcast?
I'll do it.
From prison?
Yeah.
We'll just send Andy. Hey, guys. Coming live from El Salvador.
Man, that stinks. Your friend that's in there, though, he's connected to Yugo Ministries, right?
Yeah.
Really cool mission group that travels to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We do their t-shirts.
Ooh. Oh.
Maybe we could do yours, too. You're who's listening right now.
You're sendycool.com.
Order t-shirts from us.
Speaking of sendycool.com, we got it! Don't go anywhere! Hey, guys. Sendycool.com. I think we should each go around and say our favorite thing about Sunday Cool. My favorite thing is that we can print custom t-shirts that are super soft. What about you, Andy?
My favorite thing about Sunday Cool is that not only is our shirt soft, the print is super soft, too, because it's water-based thing, and it's no feel and no fade, no cracking. And so last forever. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, and I love that we have custom art from artists in-house to make your shirts exactly how you want them in a very easy process. So
what about you, Lil?
guys hear my mouth?
What was that?
I have no idea. That sounded like gibberish to me.
That sounded like gibberish to me. Wait, are you Russian?
Duh.
Russian where?
Did you say da?
Da, that's yes in Russian.
That's yes in German.
Oh.
Wait, is she a German spy?
What the?
Who are you?
Okay. I'm just going to amplify that sound.
That was so terrible.
Why was my mouth making that noise?
Like, what is that, Wayne's World?
The what?
Wayne's World?
Oh.
The dream sequence?
I haven't seen it since, like, I was a kid, so I need to watch it again.
That's the Zula. Oh, yeah. That's literally what it... That's... My Zoolander is your Wayne's World.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait.
Or the opposite way. Yeah. Your Zoolander is my Wayne's World.
I don't know Wayne's World.
I love Wayne's World.
Wasn't that fun?
It was a great time.
Yeah. I didn't realize Lily could speak Russian.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was wild.
It was pretty fluent as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. But speaking Russian.
Yeah.
Speaking of speaking Russian.
Yeah. Question corner.
You took me off guard.
I was trying to do a Russian, quick Russian accent. Were you just mumbling? I will.
My turn.
Ready for it.
Because we just got a dog, a new dog. Roof. This question is inspired by Dutch.
That's our dog.
Which,
name.
By the way, we told them we would take some names, so we're going to have to figure out what names they'd suggested, and we're gonna have to come up with a ninja name for him. So.
Oh yeah, true.
Or at least acknowledge that.
At home, he's Dutch.
Yeah.
If your dog suddenly had the ability to speak one sentence or phrase, what is the most unsettling thing it could say?
That's a deep thought. I think my dog would look at me and say, "Quit being so naked so much."
Are you naked all the time?
I think not a lot, but enough to probably where it disturbs her and is like, she's like, enough.
You're only talking about, is Pico a girl?
Yeah.
So you're a girl dog family.
We're a girl family.
True.
Except for me.
I think the most unsettling would be if the dog could say, like, I see all the creatures everywhere.
Yeah.
And like, what do you mean creatures? And they can't talk anymore.
Yeah.
But then they're like looking right behind you, and you're like,
or they just says, "They're coming," or "They're here."
They're here. Who?
And he starts going like really crazy. No, where?
Maybe something like the house is so active at night.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like there's
what
ghosts.
What does that mean?
Like there's ghosts.
What if it like confessed something like that you've been like missing for like since you were a child before the dog was even born, and it like confessed something like you're like. That would be so scary, dude.
Just some like random sentence, like she's still here.
Ew.
Or like from The Sixth Sense, I see dead people.
Still haven't seen that.
I hold you while you sleep.
That's what happened the other night after watching Outer Range. I was so thrown off.
It's wired.
Yeah, and I'm just like I couldn't fall asleep until like 1:30 or something. Mm. But then I for sure was hearing stuff. Like outside or like even in our living room or something. I'm like, it's probably nothing. And all of a sudden you hear Frank go. And he's like. Rrr, rrr, rrr. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude. I'm like, please. I'm like, dear Jesus, please.
Who's there?
But apparently like a raccoon got on our porch or something and ate our dog food.
Yeah.
I have a gun.
I have a gun. I'm not scared of you.
I'm not scared. You're in a robe. Shivering.
Yep.
My husband will be home any minute.
I have the police on the phone. They're on their way.
I know Tai Chi.
All right, Andrew.
Andrew's got a reel. He's going to show us right now. Right now, right now, right now.
It's still sending.
What?
Instagram?
No, it's Ninja Clan. It's taking quite a minute. You guys have all seen original Karate Kids?
No.
Yes.
Wax on, wax off.
Mr. Miyagi.
Hey, do your best Mr. Miyagi impression.
I gave you permission.
No.
Do it.
I don't know.
It's for the clip.
I forget what he sounds like.
He's a Chinese man that's older. He's teaching a young white kid how to play do karate.
Don't do it.
Wax
do
on.
It.
Just do wax on, wax off.
Wax on, wax off.
Pretty good.
Cool.
Okay.
Sorry.
Lip.
Again.
Dude. Okay. All right. I got the volume.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
I don't know how. I don't know where it came from. Miyagi voice. Miyagi presence. Miyagi spirit.
Check out Happy Days and Sanford and Sons to see Prime Mr. Miyagi. So here we go. Have any of you seen this show?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Pop, what kind of way is that to talk, man? Especially since our Chew came all the way over here just to cook dinner for us tonight.
See, Mrs. Sanford, I've had dinner here so often that I just figured it'd be nice if I cooked for you once. The way to a man's heart through his stomach, right?
Yeah, and the way to the street is use your feet.
It's like messing with my head that growing up with that, like, kung fu karate master literally was doing a fake Asian accent.
Mr. Miyagi.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
He's a California dude.
I've never seen
that. Is also just called acting.
That's actually just called acting, believe it or not.
Andrew Spank.
Go back to the group chat. Have you ever seen the inside of a whale's fin? Because whales have fingers.
Oh, gosh, dude.
My gosh.
Why?
Whales have fingers, guys.
Would you do that?
Did you know that? Because I learned it, and now you have to learn it. And now they have to learn it.
That is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
Dude, imagine those just like, looking. You're just standing, and your dog says, they're here. And then you look over in your shoulder, and then just a whale's hand.
A whale's hand just. Dude, that looks alien-like.
Right?
Ah!
Dude, they are aliens, probably. Whales are aliens.
Are you guys seeing all this stuff about the veterans going back to Normandy?
Yeah.
For the D-Day anniversary?
What about it? Oh, like they're going back? Like they're like having like a memorial
It's the 80th anniversary, right?
Yeah, of D-Day. And they brought
it's
all
special.
The veterans. It's so, I cry every time I see a video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What is D-Day?
Oh my gosh. Okay. There it is. There's no bad questions.
No, it's, World War II is the storming of Normandy
yeah.
Beach.
Okay.
So it was when
That's what Saving Private Ryan, like that's what
that
it,
was the beginning.
Okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
okay.
That was D-Day.
Yeah.
Massacre. It was one of the bloodiest battles in World War II.
What led up to it? Like what was that battle like?
It was one of the invasions of trying to stop the Nazis. It was like one of, I believe, not one of America's first invasions, or maybe it was, but it was one of the biggest ones.
And it was all U.S.?
To take, no, it was U.S., England.
And the Allies, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, okay.
Australia, Canada.
And it was a turning point in the war. It was like massively bloody, but it ended up turning the war in favor of the Allies.
And yeah, okay, so we kind of can't prevailed on that one, that one fight.
We did, but
okay.
the amount of people that were lost really? Was insane.
Jeez.
And these veterans that they're interviewing, right, these guys are like in their 90s, mm-hmm. and they're like so old, and they flew them out to Normandy, and they did this like big parade at the airport that they were all flying out of, which was so cool. And I mean, like, you cry every time, but they're talking about like what they saw, and they're like, if you had been on that beach, like the noises, the screams,
dude.
And like the people like dying next to you, like, horrible.
Yeah.
Horrific, it sounds like.
There was one, it was a paratrooper, and I think he was like 92. Doesn't matter. He's in his 90s.
Yeah.
But they had him recreate basically the jump from the plane where he paratrooped into, or like on the day of D-Day or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so he was like, obviously didn't do it by himself. He had someone do it with him. And dude, it was the coolest thing. He loved it.
So really. He did it again?
Yeah, so he parachuted. This like 90-something-year-old guy like jumped out with a parachute and stuff.
That's fun.
And when they landed, he completely face-planted. And everyone's like, and he's like, I'm okay. It's like, dude, that guy's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
What a legend.
Imagine if that was your grandpa.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dope.
You
saw one.
Cool grandpa anyway, though.
I saw one. It was on the beach, Normandy Beach, which is France, by the way.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's France.
Normandy's France?
Yeah.
It's a place
okay.
in France.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
I believe, yes.
So Nazis had occupied France?
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be the border of France and Belgium.
We just need to, do a crash course one day.
It's definitely France.
Okay.
We should do like
I'm confident.
How we do the emergency episodes? We should just do special episodes where it's like we're gonna, for 30 minutes we're talking just about this, like the run through of this one war or something.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely was because Macron was part of the whole thing.
He said yes.
Yeah. Okay. But there's a clip of it was the veteran that was on the beach. They're on the beach with his son and his grandson, who apparently have both served.
Wow.
So they're standing with their grandpa, great grandpa, or whatever.
That's so cool.
It was super cool.
Have you seen those videos of those older veterans on TikTok who play shooting games?
Yes, dude.
Like first person shooter games?
Oh yeah.
It's the scariest thing in the world. You'll see this, like, this guy will just look like a normal 70-year-old man, you know, just glasses, nothing big deal, no big headset, just against his like regular wall in his house, and he's like sniping on this game, and he'll be like 2,000 yards away, and this guy's like on a tower. He says, "Guy on a tower," and just moves his controls just a little bit, pulls a shot, nails the guy. So it's like it completely translates into like just video game. And like their control of like just understanding.
I don't know
understanding. If that's healthy. It's certainly got to be a little bit because that's like,
yeah.
It's got to be like a therapy form at least a little bit. But
the military actually, when video games come out, they actually release like commentary on the games. Like, we don't recommend that if you're struggling with any PTSD that you play this game. Like, they actually give recommendations against it.
Wow.
But yeah, it's like when I played paintball with a Vietnam vet back home, and he like, something switched in him. It was kind of crazy to see, but he literally yelled, "I'm back in Nam," and then ran into the woods. But apparently he loved it. But it was like one of those things where, you know, they're like, "All right," and the game has started. And I'm like, it was one of my first times playing. I'm scared to go. And then this dude who's like way older than me back then just bolts into the jungle.
And he's on your team?
Yeah.
That's why he's smiling about this story. Yeah. He's just like, "But let me tell you about this time I got killed by a Vietnam veteran in paintball."
Yeah.
Do you guys remember a couple of weeks ago I talked about the people in TikTok talking that there was a artificial sun placed up?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, during the solar eclipse?
Yeah.
Switched out?
Did you know there's actually Russia developed a satellite that mimics an artificial sun?
Really?
Yeah.
For what purpose? Just like for UV or?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Okay. So this engineer, space engineer, his name, bear with me. This is the most Russian name I've ever heard. Vladimir Siromayanitkov. Siromayanitkov. Vladimir Siromayanitkov.
Okay, cool.
But he came up with this concept of, it was during the Soviet times, right? But the satellite was actually launched in the 90s. Okay. Like 1992 was the first one. I think they launched their third version in 1999. But it was basically this giant satellite that would open up and have these mirrors on it that would mimic the sun. And the whole point of it was, what he said, was to help with farming in Soviet Russia at the time. So they would have, the farmers would have a longer time to harvest crops, plant, and all that stuff.
Makes sense.
But it ended up getting supposedly decommissioned. But they said that this satellite was capable of spontaneously igniting buildings and cities and drying up lakes and rivers. And they said when they would hit it, they tested it in France too, at night. And they said it was 50 times stronger than a full moonlight.
Oh my gosh.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but like, I know it's probably terrible for our environment somehow, but like that kind of seems like for like cool events, like special events, like late night, that'd be kind of
neat. Yeah. But the satellite was called Znamya. And I'm convinced that we're still using it in some capacity. And I only say that because it does, like if this was in the 90s, right? This pretty outdated technology even back then compared to now. Even with these people that are like, look up and like, why does it look like there's two suns out right now? Like, and they're filming them. Like, is there not something up there that is potentially doing the same thing?
Yeah.
And we talked about DEWs, direct energy weapons, and like, can they not use that to start fires?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, you know, a weapon.
Yeah. I mean,
because that was their fear, is weaponizing it.
Yeah.
And I'm at this point now where when we talk about weapons that were used or technology that was used earlier, and they're like, oh, well, we decommissioned it. We're no longer using it. I'm convinced that they figured out a better way to use it.
Yeah.
And they make a better version of it. But they're like, oh, yeah, we're not doing that.
Nobody
anymore.
Has ethics.
Also, and the first one dropped.
They kept it.
Yeah.
The first one dropped in 1992. It's like, obviously, they're thinking about it. They're building that technology. They want to create something out of that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See that? I mean, that's totally believable, especially like if they are using it for weapons. I mean, think about the Canada fires that we covered last year. It's like just how out of nowhere they came, and it was used kind of almost for like political gain.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't know what to think about it.
Weird. Guys, there's two sons. Confirmed.
Confirmed.
You guys can know.
What you gonna do about that?
What you gonna do about it? What if our sun is going out like in sunshine? And that's gonna be our new sun.
We have to blow it up.
They did say that this artificial sun could illuminate, I think it was like 50 square miles.
That's so crazy, dude.
Which is really big. That's like all Central Florida.
That's not the whole Earth, though.
Nope, so it's not.
It's not a good.
But that was the one in the 90s.
It sounds like our sun's working overtime, though, because of all these solar flares. So I don't think that we're at risk of sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Did you know I saw someone that looked up? Remember we talked about the eclipse that happened in the early 1800s, which led to the New Madrid fault line?
Yeah.
And the earthquakes.
Yes.
They looked up, were there aurora lights that happened during the 1800s? And sure enough, there was a massive aurora light that the whole nation saw.
Just like this?
Wow.
After the eclipse in the 1800s.
That's a pretty low-key update, Dan.
I don't know too much more information about it, but
are we to expect an earthquake?
Next
month?
Potentially. California was just hit by a couple yesterday.
Wait, so HAARP existed in the 1800s?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is 100% HAARP, guys.
100%. What are you going to do about that?
What you going to do about it?
What should we do about it?
I don't know.
Should we revolt? Should we poop in the river?
Yes.
Shall we poop in the river?
It's got to be something poop related.
Drop récurrent, if you know what I mean. Just in the river.
Americans, let's get creative because we need to match what these other countries are doing. Somebody do something poopy.
What could we? What's the most American way of protesting with our poop? Throw poop on the football field?
We could do that.
Could you imagine if everyone just pooped in a bag and threw it on the field at sporting events? Guys,
you could
Olympics.
You could throw bags of poop onto like the White House lawn or something.
Ooh, canceled. Yeah, we could.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I would throw poop on the football field at Tampa Bay, but. Seems like they already got some on there. Oh. Poopy players.
Okay.
Poopy players.
They work really hard.
Who?
The athletes.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, it's their job, and I think probably offended a lot of people that...
It's a game.
They might be going through stuff.
I doubt it.
As individuals.
They have money.
Doesn't matter.
You don't go through stuff when you have money, Josh.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Golly, dude.
There are some players who listen to this podcast, so...
Oh, there are. Go tackle Andy.
That would be the greatest.
That would just like we hire one football player. Andy, throughout this year, you will be tackled by a professional football player.
Every professional football player that follows us, they have to do the Oklahoma drill with you. You're just like,
please.
Okay, no I'm more. Done.
That would be terrifying.
Andy, yeah. You should give consent that if an NFL player in full uniform wants to at any point, just find you and
I will do the Oklahoma drill against any NFL football player if they want to do it. They just got to tell me when and where. Let's do it.
That'd be dope.
Will they also pay your hospital bill?
Yeah, we'll do a podcast from the hospital room. It'll be great.
Just a full
cast. What if you run them over?
What if everyone's like, wait, whoa.
And then you get signed.
Yeah, so some like scouting agent just stands up the crowd. My God.
Kelsey
He's
Brothers.
Brilliant.
Kelsey Brothers. Got a podcast.
Jason Kelsey might be a little too small for me, but
yeah,
he could try. So. Sure. He's retired.
So I saw this thing recently that there was this remote tribe in the Amazon rainforest.
Ooh.
And they just got internet for the first time in history using Starlink.
Wow.
Man.
And
someone showed him Charlie bit my finger real quick.
It is the worst thing that has ever happened to this tribe.
Why?
I don't doubt it.
The chief of this tribe has now put out a thing where he's trying to ban it now because all the people, he said they've become lazy They've become addicted to corn. Say corn.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
And he says it's devastating their village.
I don't doubt it, dude.
Like, they're not even working. They're not getting food. Ugh, they're just like, that sucks. They're literally just sitting there scrolling.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what does that say about us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? You guys should stop watching this right now and unplug your computer.
And go plant a seed.
Go plant a seed.
And what we're going to do is we're going to sit down and we're going to write down all our whole conversation, and we're going to make copies and we're going to print it, and you guys can, we'll have the first newsletter podcast.
Yeah.
We'll mail it to you.
The first mail-in podcast.
What if we started a newspaper? It's the first newspaper podcast.
It's just the whole thing is our manuscript from the podcast.
We're bringing back newspaper.
Is like, really, that would like, be laughing. Like, wait, what?
All the over talking is like, so it's just double text over the type over it. I don't know what's that here, but it looked funny.
Lily laughs.
You can only read it by candlelight.
Yeah.
Dude, my buddy started doing this thing, this Sabbath thing, where they go over to people's houses and it's intentional communal Sabbath. And they like no screens, no phones, no nothing. They even like dinners by candlelight. But it's just like this intentional stepping away from all of that to like
that.
Reset.
That's pretty cool. I've seen families do that like at night, where they just do like on Sunday nights, they'll do candlelight dinners and stuff. And
we
just
do that for our dinners now.
That's fun.
Yeah, dude, they even take their watches off. Anything that reminds them that they could be getting something else done, they like remove it from that space.
Yeah. I read one of the things that influenced me to stop working, us and Josh and I prayed through it as a family, is the ruthless elimination of hurry. And they talk about their Sabbath and they do that. I don't yet know how that fits in, you know, with having small children, but I would love to see some kind of adaptation. You know, you think about, you're like, yeah, I want to do like the whole like Friday afternoon to Saturday afternoon. But then you're like, what about the birthday parties that we'll miss out on?
Yeah.
But Sabbath is for us. It's God's gift to us. So but
that's the thing. And it can be many moments. Mm-hmm. It's just like those moments of just sitting down with your kids and just like, I'm going to literally just be present. I'm just going to sit here and just like absorb what I'm in right now. And instead of, yeah, dude, that book's amazing. That's incredible.
That's actually the author of that is the person behind this like concept of Sabbath. And I think they're going through a study by him that together.
Yeah. John Mark Comer. That's his name.
Yeah.
Speaking of John Mark Comer, didn't you have something about a Chinese waterfall?
Oh yes. Dude, this is so funny. So there's this Chinese waterfall. It's the tallest one in China. Let me find the actual name of it. It's a Yuntai.
Yuntai?
Yuntai waterfall. It's the tallest waterfall in China. It's like just
Jiazhu, Jiazhu, Yuntai.
Boom.
Nope.
That's it. So look how gorgeous that thing is. Like super huge, super big, right? So there was a hiker that was going around and he was taking a little journey and he was going to the top of the waterfall. And so he goes over to the edge right near the cliff, you know, like super, super close. And he takes a closer look and he sees something. What happens to be not a natural river, but a pipe full of water.
What?
What?
The only thing that's leading water down that mountain is a huge pipe gushing millions of water per second.
Is it artificial? Or I mean, it's obviously.
They say, they're coming out now saying, yeah, this is just during the dry season. But they're looking back and everything and they're saying, no, it all matches up. There's no marks of anything rainwater coming up there running off. That's what they're saying. But it's just huge news now, and the Chinese government's trying to cover
their
butts.
It's a fake waterfall.
It's a tourist waterfall attraction.
And they've done it for tourism because there's a ton of money that gets in. They get in for tourism from it. So,
that is so funny.
What feeds it? Well, I know that
they just have some type of water line, or maybe a river
or a spring
or something.
Somewhere.
Aquifer.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But the sole purpose is just for the waterfall. There's no like...
No, that's it. Purely a tourist attraction. Yikes. And so it's just like, oh, that stinks, pal. But that's what happens with Ruby Falls in Chattanooga too. They have that cave that like it dried up. It used to be a waterfall, but now it's all... They still have it running, but
They pump in water?
It's all artificial.
I went there when I was in sixth grade.
You've been lied to.
There's a stone there before you get to the waterfall, and it's like good luck to like touch it and stuff.
Yeah.
And being a dumb sixth grader, they're like, oh, you should lick it. And so gross. I licked this whole rock, dude. I'm like, dude, there's like thousands of people that touch this rock.
That's 100% the reason you have so many problems.
I know.
Now.
I was going to say it's why you have diverticulitis. Rock.
Probably.
All those people that touch it.
Curse. There's like a curse inside me. Yeah. We're going to age your insides.
The Ruby Falls curse.
What?
You have a youthful face, but you have the colon of a 97-year-old.
Shout out.
You have the face of a 31-year-old, but you have the inside of a 300,000 waterfall.
Oh, yes.
Can I tell a story?
Whoa!
Story time with Lily.
Story time with Lily. Story time with Lily.
I wonder what it is. Brought it back.
Have you ever heard of how the city of Venice was started?
I don't think so.
That Venice, was great Italy. Delivery, though. Thanks. Great delivery.
I've been taught well.
Yes,
you have. Venice, Italy, you know, the city that's on the water that's going to sink one day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll tell you. We can thank Attila the Hun.
The Hun?
Attila of the Huns.
Okay. Where is that?
You know who that is?
No.
Attila. Think
Matilda.
Matilda.
The Hun. Yeah.
You know Night of the Museum?
Okay.
And he comes alive.
You don't know Attila the Hun?
He's a famous conqueror.
Okay.
I didn't know a lot about him before I started this, so I'll tell you millions of people.
You treat me like I'm done, but you looked it up.
Attila, I've heard the name before.
Okay.
Attila of the Hun is like an Alexander the Great or like the Mongols or something. Like he was a conqueror. And apparently he was conquering Europe at the time. And he had Europe shaken in their boots. And he had almost captured Rome. But the civilians of Rome were retreating, these like refugees. And they went into the swamps of Italy, which ultimately became Venice.
Oh.
So the swamps of Italy are now what we know as Venice. But you want to know how he died?
The Hun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like this crazy. I remember learning this in school, but I like looked it up again today. He was a crazy conqueror, right? You would think he would die in battle or something.
Mm-hmm.
No. He dies on his wedding night. Has a whole shindig, right? A huge wedding party. Goes back to his room. They find him the next day, dead. His wife mourning over him. New wife. He had terrible nosebleeds his whole life. And he choked on his nosebleed blood and died. Horrible, right?
What? Man.
But his people mourned him so much because he was just like this great person. I think he's like Hungarian or something, right? And so for his burial party.
You're just saying Hungarian because he's the Hun?
No, he's I didn't piece that together. I think he's Hungarian for real.
Okay.
Hun being Hungarian.
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
I didn't piece that together. Okay. They mourned him so much. Women cut their faces at his funeral so that they looked like they were crying blood because they were so sad. And then they murdered his entire burial party so that no one could ever speak about where he was buried. He has still not been found to this day.
Whoa.
His burial site. They say they buried him under a riverbed. So like they like were digging in the river and buried him in a 3-bed coffin that was lined with iron, steel, and gold. And like all these gems and stuff like that. How national treasure is that?
Do you think he's in Venice?
No, I think he's in Hungary.
Hmm. That'd be crazy. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
We need to get Nick Cage on it because I think he's the only person that can find him.
That would be so funny, dude.
That's wild. Is it from Hungary?
It says he died in Hungary, but he ruled an area called Hun. So
the Hun.
Yeah.
Attila the Hun. And that's my story.
Very good.
Thanks.
That's
so we
wild.
Have him to thank for Venice.
Thank you.
Attila.
Thank you for killing so many people to start a city that is ultimately going to sink.
Dude, didn't he like kill like, wasn't like millions, I thought?
Lots of people.
It was a crazy amount that he led.
Yeah, he was a villain.
Hey, conquering is a dirty business.
Hey, but you gotta do what you gotta
but
do.
You gotta do what you gotta do if you want to take over the world.
And he died of a bloody nose.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a bunch of stories today.
I think I've mentioned this to you before, but I just think it's one of the coolest, like if you talk about like just being a woman legend, right? Like just a lady in battle that's just like a stud. This is it. Her name is Zinaida Portnova is her name. I think that's how you spell it. Zinaida Portnova.
Oh, Zendaya.
Zendaya. Sorry, my bad. Oh yeah, she looks familiar. That's Zendaya. So this lady is a 16-year-old woman, right? And
was,
she was in,
right?
Was, yeah, was older. She was 16 years old and she lived in Nazi Germany, right? She took the lives of more than
100 Nazis by poisoning their food at just 16 years of age. She was captured by the Gestapo, and while being interrogated, she was disarmed. She disarmed the Nazi detective that was interrogating her, literally disarmed him, shot him in the head, killed two other Nazis before getting captured. The coolest lady in the world.
She's 16, so brave.
Not even a lady 16, at that point.
And she was strangled to death by the Nazis at age 17.
Okay.
But still, could you imagine being 16 years old in Nazi Germany, poisoning? Like, your goal, like, you could run away, you could do this, but, like, you're like, no, I'm going to fight. I'm going to poison these people. And she killed over 100 Nazis just by poisoning.
I love that we've used the words unalived at earlier parts of this podcast, and now we've arrived here.
kill. Super crazy,
though. Isn't the Gestapo, is that Nazis, or was that the Italian?
Oh, was that? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it was.
Well, the Italians were in.
Yeah, they're allied with the Nazis.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what they.
It doesn't matter. I was just curious.
That's crazy. You used the word legend while you were telling that story, and that reminded me of I Am Legend, and I watched the Will Smith Hot Ones episode. Have you guys heard anything about that dog? You know, the scene.
Marley.
Yeah, that dog. No, the scene that, like, wrecks you when he, you know, kills. Yeah.
Isn't that his dog's name?
I think so.
Yeah, because he loves Bob Marley in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. I thought that was. Isn't that another movie?
Marley
it
and
is.
Me, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
I never put those two together.
Yeah, I thought you were making that joke. Anyways,
no, I don't know.
You're over here connecting.
You know, the scene where he's like, yeah. I always thought it was like a stuffed animal or something. Apparently, he wanted to buy the dog after filming that film because the dog was acting. Literally, it's a live German Shepherd that he strangles, and the owner is like telling it to fight, dead. And it would go limp. He said, when I laid the dog down, it's literally the dog. It just knew on command that I go limp and don't move. I'm
no
playing.
Way.
Really? Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a good boy.
For real.
He's a good boy.
He's a girl, but.
Good girl.
He's a good girl. You a treat.
Isn't that crazy, though?
That is crazy.
Yeah. Literally, awesome. Like, fighting him and then, okay.
I think it's what Keanu did, too, right? He kept the dog from John Wick 2.
Oh, really?
The pit bull, yeah.
Cute. That's cool.
Yeah. Or it was his personal one that he brought to the film, I think. That's what it was, yeah.
My favorite celebrity dog story is Steve-O taking the dog when he was, like traveling. He found a street dog and, like, smuggled it back into the United States.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool.
Isn't that with Rocky? I haven't seen all of Rocky, but he has a dog in it, and apparently that's, like, when Sylvester Stallone was, like, writing the movie and trying to pitch it and everything, he wanted to be the guy that was the main character, and he brought his own dog for it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He had to sell it.
He had to sell it, and he got it back, right? What was the story there?
Yeah, he had no money, but needed like a few. I think he needed to audition and make it somewhere, like needed just enough money to get through this thing. So he sold for like a few $100, sold his dog to somebody, and he came back and was like, he got the pitch or got the role or whatever, and he came back and was like, I want to buy my dog back. And the guy like went from a few $100 to like $10,000, but he paid it.
Whoa.
Jeez. See, that's like that secondhand news. That's what I said. Like, so Sylvester Stallone like created the dog, right?
And yeah, he created the name dog.
Yeah, believe it or not, he created the breed, the Golden Retriever.
You want to hear a scary animal story?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
It involves
whale finger scary
apes. Apes together, strong.
This is actually a really terrifying one.
Hit me.
Okay. I saw on this guy, his TikTok is The Wandering Beard, and it was in 2006 in Sierra Leone. I always
Sierra
mess
Leone.
Up. Yeah, there you go. Say it again.
Sierra Leone,
Africa. And there was a chimp sanctuary, and it was three Americans and two people from Sierra Leone. I'm just going to say Africa.
Cool.
Just Africa. Three Americans, two Africans that were going to this chimp sanctuary. Little did they know is that the 31 chimps that were in this sanctuary had escaped. And they also didn't know that this sanctuary was not much of a sanctuary because they're very abusive to these chimps. So these abused chimps escaped, 31 of them. And when they're going down the road to the sanctuary, all of a sudden this ginormous chimp named Bruno, which was the alpha male, came into the middle of the road, and the measurements from the sanctuary said that when he stands up on his two hind legs, right, he's 6 feet tall, and weighs 270 pounds, which is double the amount of a normal chimpanzee. So we're talking a massive...
That's Brock Lesnar. That's Brock Lesnar. Dude.
Huge.
Yeah.
And so they stopped, and then the chimp starts... Bruno starts running towards this car, jumps and like is banging on the car, rips the side mirror off, jumps over the car, punches in the back window, grabs one of the African man's hands, whose name was... his name was Melvin. Melvin was the African guy. Grabbed his arm and was just biting his hand and like trying to pull him out. And there's two Americans in the backseat with them, and they're punching the ape, and they're trying to get his arm out. And then they eventually got it, but the Bruno, the ape, grabbed onto his hand and said they bit off from, like, your index finger all the way to the palm. So this whole section was just bitten off.
So now he's just like this.
Oh, yeah, so he just had a tooth. Like, so the majority of his hand was bitten off.
He can still pinch.
And Mr. Krabs. The gates to the sanctuary were closed, and so the driver, who was African... tried to ram the gate to get through, hit the gate, nothing happened except it disabled the car. And
no.
So
no.
There's one American in there whose name was Gary. He was knocked unconscious when they hit, and the driver, the African driver, got out, took off into the woods. And then the two other Americans got out too. They started running too. And then Melvin kind of stumbled out. Bruno running down the road, gets Melvin, the guy who just got his hand bitten off, and just starts attacking him, just beating the crap out of him, bites his foot off. And then Gary comes to it, who had just gotten knocked unconscious, gets out of the car, grabs a big stick, and starts beating Bruno, the ape, and then like jabs him in the throat, and then Bruno stumbles back and then takes off into the woods.
Melvin!
Huh?
Leaving Melvin! Footless Melvin!
Bruno is the ape.
Bruno's the ape.
Or the chimp.
Yeah.
I know Gary left Melvin.
No, Gary saved Melvin.
And left him with Bruno.
Who's on first?
What? Listen, what? Listen to the story. Gary gets out of the car. Bruno the ape is attacking Melvin.
Correct.
Gary grabs a stick, beats up Bruno, scares Bruno off into the woods, saves Melvin.
Bruno's in the woods. I thought you said Gary ran off to the woods.
No. I didn't say that, did I?
No.
Okay.
You didn't use any indication on who you were referencing.
No, he definitely did.
I definitely did.
If we run the tape back, even when explaining to you, he said Bruno goes in the woods, and you're like, and then you're like, no, but then Melvin, and then you're like, and then he says it again, you're like, oh, then Bruno goes in the woods.
Anyways.
Everyone.
Melvin, the African, they put him into the car, and the three Americans get in, and they were able to start the car, drive him to the hospital. He ultimately was saved. The other African, the driver who ran into the woods, they didn't discover until a couple days later. But apparently, when he ran into the woods, he was instantly surrounded by the other 30 apes who all attacked him. Mm. And I won't get into the full details, but there was barely any of them left. But the way that they attacked him was the most terrifying way ever.
Oh, what did they do? Give me a hint? No, okay. You have to describe it.
Well, okay.
Just like blunt force.
No.
Ripping.
Okay. If your child is watching.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Viewer discretion advised.
Roll clip.
This gets really graphic. So right now, kids, cover your ears. Parents, plug the ears.
Earmuffs.
Okay. So hands and feet gone.
Yeah.
What's up with the hands and feet thing?
It's probably a primal thing. If you can't use your hands and feet, you're kind of disabled from doing anything.
You're attacking with,
yeah, you can't grab on anything with it. Can't run.
Jaw, gone. Stomach, completely ripped open. All the organs gone.
Oh my and his goodness.
Private parts, gone.
That's malicious. Malicious.
And one for good measure.
And so that is...
Man!
The story of the ape attack that happened in Africa.
Now, I didn't hear the end result of that story, but I heard there was like an attack. But I heard it was technically Jane Goodall's sanctuary that she wasn't like she had like kind of stepped away from. So like
oh, really?
It was something she started, and they just got like is crazy it the same abusive one? And stuff. I'm pretty sure, yeah, because it was like a massacre.
If she had stepped away, like
yeah,
that's crazy, dude. That would. Chimps are so scary.
Yeah.
How strong they are.
We were talking, me and Andy was like, what would happen if you were in a zoo or something and you had these apes or these chimps watch Planet of the Apes,
yeah,
like what would they do? They'd be like, wait a second, we can beat them. We're stronger than them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's all it takes. Just grab a gun. That's not a big deal.
Wait, we can shoot that? I thought we weren't allowed. But yeah, terrifying story.
Very scary.
Yep. And that's my chimpanzee story.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Such a good time.
When we were watching Outer Range the other day, I can spoil this. I'll spoil it, okay? Because I don't even know the symbolism. But there's a scene with a bear, mm-hmm. okay? And Cecilia, the mom.
Should we spoil it?
Yeah, don't say that.
Well, Josh was going like this.
You're
going
to ruin it. Okay, yeah. Okay.
He's going like this.
I was kicking a bit like I was running.
And he was getting and then the bear so popped up.
Yeah.
And she goes,
this primal scream, it scared me because he was getting me all riled up like it was really happening to us.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, did you just scream? She's like, you got me going, dude.
I was really scared.
Don't you love that you find a show like that, though? Like, just
I've never heard her audibly scream anything we've watched, though.
Andy, there's a scene coming up that involves his greatest fear.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of you for making it through that scene.
I don't even know what you're talking about. We can talk about it later.
I'm going to finish it this weekend.
The whole thing?
I will finish it all this weekend.
The first season?
The first season, yeah.
I'm trying to go to Epcot this weekend.
Are you?
You want to go?
Probably not.
We can't.
I can go tonight.
Let's continue this conversation on Patreon.
Wait, we're not done with this conversation?
Nope. We're going to continue it and talk about crazier stuff too on Patreon. So go to patreon.com/ninjasandbutterflies where we come out with an additional episode every single week.
Yes, we do. And we have live shows that we go live Q&As is what I mean. And movie nights. We have merch codes. It's going to be a great time. And you guys are going to see all types of stuff that we don't actually post because we just put it all on there.
Yeah. And if you guys don't go to Patreon, at least help support us by liking this video, subscribing, going to Spotify and Apple and giving us 5 stars and leaving us a really nice review because it does help.
Yep.
I nailed it. That's the first time ever.
Hit it, hit it.
Yes.
Not do it. See what you can do in another 95 episodes.
Oh. Yep. And episode 100 is coming up quick, folks. And it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
We got some special surprises for you guys.
Yeah. We might have an astronaut on.
No way. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
We just might. Beautiful. Okay, guys, go to sundaycool.com. Did you already say this part?
Say it a little earlier. No, we didn't say
that. Go to sundaycool.com to get all your custom merch, stickers, hats, all that jazz, because Sunday Cool is the one that does power this podcast. So without Sunday Cool, we're dead.
Yeah. Wow, that was weird. Oh. We said it at the same time. Without Sunday Cool, we wouldn't exist.
No, we would
as humans
evaporate into thin air.
Yep, we were AI created for this podcast by Sunday Cool.
Yep, and as the lights stay on at Sunday Cool, we exist. As soon as they go out, we're done.
So order your shirts from Sunday Cool or we die.
Yeah, do that. Okay.
And even if you don't need shirts, go leave a 5-star Google review on Sunday Cool.
Yes, do that. Okay, love you guys.
Love you.
See you on Patreon. Bye-bye.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. Empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
I want to do that challenge where you bring the kids into the bathroom and you set up your phone, hide it, and you say, okay, I'm going to give you permission. You can be in here for as long as you want. I'm going to give you like 30 seconds. I'm going to close the door. I'm going to leave. You just say whatever. You have full permission. You're not going to get in trouble. Whatever cuss word, whatever bad word, whatever word you want to say in the world. And then I've seen on TikTok where they just go back and the kid's just like, poop. It's just the funniest thing. But then there's some other ones that are just like, whoa, okay, where'd they learn that?
Yeah. What if Demi says, Dick Cheney made money off the air?
Would never be more proud. Would have never be more proud.